Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Labs. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today, we're going to talk about Fathom reporting. So I hope that you have experienced Fathom in one form or another. Fathom reporting is included with the QuickBooks Advanced Online Edition. But we have some other insights, and probably the reason we want to talk about Fathom now is they've recently added forecasting. So Brian, welcome today.
And welcome. Glad to be here, Randy.
Yeah. And what would you like our listeners to know about Fathom today?
You know, Fathom is a nice tool. We're going to, you know, as we talk about Fathom, you have to remember that this is a product that was formed in, and most, you know, it's basically a Brisbane-based company, okay, Australia. And so it still has some localization to get it to work and do what needs to be done in the U.S. properly. You know, it still has some things it needs there. But it does work well with, let's start over.
Okay.
I started off negative and I didn't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that. All right. So let's reset here and let's lay it down in 3, 2, 1. Good day. Welcome to the tech. Okay. Let's start that again since we had a phone ring.
What's up? No, he left his lunch in the lift yesterday. He took his lunch in today. All right. Yeah. All right, love you, bye. Sorry, it was Her Majesty.
I knew it was, so we're fine.
Okay.
All cool. Right. So all right,
whenever you're ready.
All right. We're going to count it again, starting in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to today's episode on the Technology Labs. We're going to discuss Fathom reporting. I'm Randy Johnston, along with co-host Brian Tankersley. And with Fathom, a Brisbane-based company, it is clear that some of you experience this because it is included in QuickBooks Online Advanced. Others of you have possibly looked at this separately. They do allow a 14-day trial with the product, and they do try to sell it separately, but at one company being $44 a month, and then plans which package these together at the rate of $225 for up to 10 companies, $325 for up to 25, and $575 for 50 companies, you have to be fairly serious about your reporting needs to consider Fathom. Now, Fathom, again, is based in Brisbane, but they have operational offices in Seattle and in the UK in Cambridge. So, you know, Brian, I appreciate you being along for the ride today. What would you like our attendees and listeners to know about the Fathom product?
Well, you know, Fathom, like a lot of these external reporting tools, is really designed to do the reporting that QuickBooks and Xero and all, you know, the products we work with should have done in the first place. You know, I've you know, as we think about this, this product will work with QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop. It works with Xero, MYOB. You can also import from just about anything into Excel. It will do, so it's a, you know, it's a varied system that'll work with a lot of different applications. It will do consolidations with multiple units, like you might have to do with franchises. And, you know, as we look at some of the guides they have, they actually have a guide to get started that goes through the workflow and some of the settings. They have some guides on setting up key performance indicators. So advisory should play heavily if you're thinking about this, because, you know, you're going to want to, you know, as much as you want to do cash flow forecasting and budget actual and actual performance reporting, you also probably want to get into some of the operational stats as well with the KPI tools that you have within this product.
Yeah, that makes sense, Brian. And you know, you and I had the good fortune of writing an overview of a lot of these financial reporting and advisory products. You know, Fathom, again, with the new release of forecasting in November of 20, made quite a bit of difference in their product. And of course, right now, cash flow is king globally. But there's not too many products that we discovered that could do consolidation. So that's actually a good call out on your side. And the fact of the matter is that the financial reporting packages inside Fathom, I think, are well done, as is the cash flow pieces. The dashboards and KPIs are fairly configurable. Interestingly enough, I believe that you can deploy those across your client base as well. So that part's good. But, you know, one of the downsides might be that some of the reporting products, including this one, don't really maintain the detailed data, and they only update the data inside this product daily. So, you know, it's not like a real-time update like we will see or learn about in some of the other tools that are out there. So we'll talk more about those features here in just a moment. But what other things might be good insights for our listeners?
You know, I like it. We've got a lot of situations with a lot of cloud companies where they'll create a guide that's a YouTube video. And so you have to burn the whole YouTube video before you even know what's wrong with it. You have to watch the YouTube video to figure out what you need to figure out. One of the things I really like about Fathom is they have these getting started guides that are PDFs. There's a getting starting guide that's 36 pages that walks you through all the steps from navigation to adding a company to setup to analysis reports. And then it even goes into benchmarking and consolidations. They have a guide on creating KPIs that's 20 pages. They have a consolidated reporting guide. A benchmarking guide, divisional reporting guides for Xero and QuickBooks, so that you can get your divisional reporting set up to work right in there. So they really, I think they've solved the financial reporting problem well, to your point. They're not a true business intelligence application, data warehouse type application like a Power BI or a Zoho Reports or maybe a Q-Cube, but they are, they do a good job of what they do. And I think you can do a lot of good advisory in there, but this is not the tool for Sheldon to drill down into this and find the minutia that's really the nut of where you're trying to find the true exceptions that are causing the problem.
Yeah, understood on that, Brian. So I do think you are on target, though. The financial KPIs in the product include 50 plus different financial KPIs, but just as important, they have non-financial KPIs that are in there. Further, you can create your own KPIs. So if we take an author, like Bernie Smith, who's done Made to Measure KPIs as a reference place, you can actually create some value in your industry niche this way, which is a pretty big deal. Further, the reporting that is inside here is about as elegant as it comes. The Reach reporting tool might have had a cleaner, prettier package, but this is certainly top three in terms of packaging because of the way you can rebrand the reports and do the monthly, quarterly, and annual reporting in here, which also includes some cash flow analysis and trend analysis and some goal-seeking capability along the way too. So, you know, other pieces that are important, I think, is if you are going to build a practice, you've got to get it systematized. And I think this helps. We see way too many practices that are using Excel for reporting or using the native reporting outside of QuickBooks and Xero. You know, and as you started off our time together, these tools have been created because there's just not sufficient reporting to do a good job inside the native accounting products. So, you know, talk to us maybe a little bit about the value and the reason to use a third-party tool like Fathom.
Well, the thing I really like about it is that it does give you a very professional looking set of reports. There are a lot of different visualizations that you can use within it that are similar to what you might get in a Tableau or a Power BI. So they've got a lot of innovative graphics and color charts and other things like that that you can bury in there so you can communicate with end users. The real challenge there, again, is that you don't have the detailed data going into there. So you can create the KPIs, you can do the analysis, but without the detailed data, it's, again, difficult to drill down into the data to find the exception. You know, I really like that they have guides for how to do divisional reporting, because that's one of the things that I find that end users do poorly when they're working with traditional QuickBooks, Sage 50, Xero class applications, is that they typically will not spend the time to really understand and to think through whether they're going to do cost centers or profit centers or how the interior structure of the organization is going to go. They've actually got guides to walk you through matching those two things up between the two. So I think there's a lot of value there. Again, the forecasting, I think, is, again, a great advisory solution that you can use with them just to go in and again, to do the to do your budgeting and cash flow forecasting, things going.
Yeah, so one of the things we've learned with these different tools is their ability to handle the forecasts and mapping business goals and scenarios out. And one of the things that this tool does well is it allows you to build multiple scenarios. You know, if we go back to the what if of spreadsheets, we really realized in budgeting and forecasting that using spreadsheets to do that's really a poor idea. So we've got to have more of these third party tools to do these forecasts, if you want to think of them that way. Further, I think something that happens well is the benchmarking capability inside the product. We've noticed other products doing the same type of work where you can benchmark both financial and non-financial KPIs. And we will see that some of these tools actually allow you to aggregate across your client base in addition to industry KPIs. So in other podcasts, we'll talk about, you know, some of these types of capabilities. But you know, back to your divisional reporting comment that you were making, the ability to consolidate hundreds of companies, Fathom's claim is that they can consolidate up to 200. I don't know why that limitation exists. Maybe it's a performance issue, but I do not know factually what it's about. But they claim only 200 companies, but they can also do multi-currency consolidation. Again, that makes sense to me, being a Australian-based and globally operating company trying to support QuickBooks and Xero.
You know, the thing I'd say about doing hundreds of company consolidations in here, you know, the thing I'd say is what you could, but why would you want to? You know, again, if you've got hundreds of companies to consolidate, you probably need to be on a tier one, tier two ERP application, as opposed to on an entry level package. You know, maybe, you know, if you're doing franchises, it could absolutely make sense. But you know, again, we probably need to be at least in the mid-market, I would think, if you're going to do consolidations of that many. So while you can, I don't think there'll be that many cases. You know, again, if I'm thinking about this outside of franchises, the only industry I could imagine that would use that many might be construction, for very big construction companies with a lot of rental properties and so forth. Realistically, the problem you have, again, when you get to that, is that the intercompany is not set up in those consolidations.
Makes sense. One final point that is probably important with Fathom is they've actually been pretty thoughtful about how to make the tool work for CPA professionals, for accounting professionals. The ability to rebrand and customize the reports, the ability to have a client access the report, the ability to collaborate with the client discussing the report, and then, of course, generating alerts, which are actionable, all, I think, play out pretty well in here. So, you know, in terms of the basic features of the product, again, pretty solid. There is one little twist that I think is interesting, is the data center used by Fathom is an Azure-based data center in the U.S. And, you know, when we start talking about protection of data and global standards, we could have another whole podcast on that issue. But so many of these products run off of Amazon, we think that that's interesting that they've chosen Azure as their approach. So I guess, Brian, you know, since our time is near to close here today, what else might you want our listeners to know about Fathom?
You know, this is something you can white label and you know, put your firm's brand on it, as opposed to having to call out that it's Fathom. Like we mentioned here, it does work with QuickBooks Desktop, QuickBooks Online Zero. It does not work with Sage Intacct. As we go through and look at it, you know, it's a good global product. You know, the thing you have to watch for, again, in the reporting, is to make sure that you've got the right language set up in there, you've got the right financial grouping set up. But again, it's got guides to help you go through there. You know, I think the real thing that you've got to figure out when you're making a decision about what reporting tool you're going to do is, I think you need to look at the capabilities of the tools and then map that up against the advisory services you've decided to offer and the scope of what those services are going to be. And again, look at your industries and see what kind of industry benchmarking you want to do, and then see which engine is going to help you get there better.
Yeah. So Brian, you and I have done this together where we've, in preparation for a podcast, gone through all of these various reporting tools that we will talk about in different sessions, including Fathom that we completed today. And we've actually ranked those. But, you know, so many of the reviews that we've seen that are written don't really cut to the chase of what's needed. But the good news is we've done that exercise on all of these different products. It does change over time, though. I can tell you that having completed that work, we have to make sure that we're not talking about something so 30 days ago, because on these current development cycles, these products will be released on a monthly, quarterly basis. And what you think you know about a product today isn't the way it is at all.
And I will say that I will say also that the good news, bad news there. I mean, the bad news is that the pricing is not cheap. Okay. The good news is you get what you pay for. So yeah, there's value created with this. It's just a matter of you finding the right tool and finding the right plan to use that tool to accomplish your business goals with your clients. And that's something that, again, is going to require you to look at your navel a little more than you may be used to figure out exactly what you want to do for your clients. But you know, again, there's no substitute for planning yourself what you want, as opposed to letting the market plan it for you.
Well, thank you for your time today. And thanks to all of you for being with Brian and I on another episode of the Technology Labs. We will see you again next time. Things always go so fast when we're talking together, and our time is up for today, but we will be back with another version of Technology Lab in the near future. Thanks for being with us today.
See you next time.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.